Business Review from KWBU and Baylor University's Handkammer School of Business. I'm CJ Jackson. Recently, Dr. Wolfgang Klenner, professor of East Asian economics at the Ruhr Universität Bochum in Germany, spoke at Baylor's Global Business Forum, which explored China in the world economy. Klenner said that China's image among Europeans is changing, and this changing view comes from the subprime meltdown in the United States. Because of this, China's exports will be affected because its highly controlled financial markets and stability will help the European Union, which recognizes that China can perform stabilizing functions on a global scale, Klenner said. Only a tiny amount of China's capital goes to Europe, but Europe can expect to see more, Klenner said, as it competes for Chinese investment. Skepticism accompanies the change, however, because of China's violations of human rights, environmental issues, and counterfeiting problems. The EU's investments in China represent a small percentage of businesses' foreign direct investment, but some of Europe's largest firms are investing in China, said Klenner. Attracted by low wages and technological advantages, the EU and the United States each invested $56 billion and Japan $62 billion at the end of 2007. The European Union's trade volume amounted to $272 billion in 2006, compared to $263 billion for the United States and $207 billion for Japan. In the triangle that includes Europe, China, and the United States, Klenner said that China is more determined to make use of its role. China wants to counter the dominance of the U.S. model of economic power, and Europe is determined to strengthen its ties with China. Europe's trade with China will increase in general, he said, but the EU's investment in China, quote, has lost some attractiveness, unquote. Klenner said not as many European workers as U.S. workers have lost their jobs because of Chinese competition. Yet. This is the Business Review from KWBU and Baylor University's Handkammer School of Business. To hear this and other past business reviews, visit kwbu.org or baylor.edu/business/radio, or subscribe to our free podcast at the iTunes Music Store. I'm CJ Jackson. Tune in for the Business Review Thursday and Friday mornings on KWBU 103.3 FM.